The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which translated the Christ. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Kephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There is a good portion of our readings this evening or this weekend that are related to being called. "Here I am, Lord. Speak, for your servant is listening. Where are you staying?" Samuel was trying to listen, and it took the groggy but wise Eli to recognize what was happening. Because Samuel, the young boy, was trying to sleep, and the Lord was calling to him. And he was answering, but was not understanding because he could not see anybody, so he would go and check with Eli. Eli says, "No, it wasn't me. Go back to bed." It took a few times of this before Eli recognized what was happening and gave Samuel instruction to respond to this call. "Speak, I am listening." In the gospel, we encounter Andrew and his companion, who were students and followers, disciples of St. John the Baptist. And they desired to be students of the truth. They were with John because they desired to understand, to know, to be part of something meaningful. And for a time they found that with John, until John saw Jesus pass by and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, go and find out about him." And as good obedient disciples, they did. They went after Jesus and asked him, "Where are you staying? Who are you? What do you teach? Our teacher sent us to you." And Jesus replies, "Come and see." An invitation. Come and see. Andrew, who is a natural disciple, a natural student seeking truth, had found what he was looking for with Jesus. And he went to find his brother Simon. In our own life, Jesus calls to us. He reaches out to us and says often, "Come and see. Come and see what I have in store for you today. Come and follow me. Walk this way. This way, over here is where I know you should go." Every day we are given the chance to decide how we will respond to the call of Jesus. His invitation, his summons. We could say, "I see where you're pointing. And I've been there 1,000 times before. I know that place and that direction, that experience, and I'm tired of it. I don't want to go there." Or we might say, "I don't want to go that way, Jesus, because I don't know that way. I just don't know it. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I don't like to go where I'm not familiar. I don't want to go over there." Or We might say instead, I think I'll go this other way, Jesus, actually. This other way looks good, and I haven't been over there before or in a while. I'm going to go check it out over there. I know you're saying go over in this other direction, but no, I'm going to go in this way. My choice, my decision, this place where I'm familiar or where I'd like to go back to. And if we picture Jesus standing there, facing us, calling us, giving us direction, summoning us to him, what does he do in this situation? There are at least two possibilities. Jesus could say, okay, so in that case, see you later, and good luck. See you when you get back. Or he may say, okay, so let's go that way. I'll walk along. But know that it's not the best way, because my way is the best way. But we'll go your way, and I'll be there nearby when you need me. And you will need me. When we imagine Jesus and his compassion, his mercy, his desire for us to be with him, he is willing, instead of calling us to him and us coming to him, he is willing to follow us into the unknown or into the place where we might choose to be. Although he does so quietly, but he is always near when we need. Christ does not abandon us. Obviously, the best response from us to Jesus is to say, yes, Lord, your servant is listening. Let me come and see where you are guiding me. I trust in you. Let's go. I put my life and my heart and my will in your hands. Let's do yours. That is what God desires of us, and what is a holy response, a righteous response to the call of Christ. But our God is merciful and patient and does not abandon us. So in our stubbornness or in our fear or in our discomfort, in our uncertainty, when we choose the way that is not Christ's way, he is always nearby, ready. In some ways he does say, okay, see you later, good luck, but I will be with you. All you need to do is reach out. All you need to do is turn around. All you need to do is remember that I am near. And I will pick you up or take you by the hand, and I will guide you to where you are meant to be. We can see this with how the Lord guided Samuel through his life. We can see how the Lord guided the disciples and the apostles and the martyrs and all the saints through their lives. We can remember God guiding us through our own difficult times, through our life in various moments, various stages of our life. And we can trust also that God has guided us through things that we did not realize at the time, where things might have been different otherwise if God had not been with us. Let us be able to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust the God who has created us and knows us and loves us to show us what is important for us to see, and to allow him to lead us to where it is important for us to be.